This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The parents of a teenager charged with killing four students at a Michigan high school this week have themselves been charged with involuntary manslaughter. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says Jennifer and James Crumbly committed egregious acts that included buying the gun their son allegedly used in the attack. She said they'd been summoned to the school that morning after a teacher found a note with a drawing of a gun with the words, "The thoughts won't stop, help me," a bullet and the words, "blood everywhere," and a bleeding person.
They did not indicate to school officials or to their son and inquire about the whereabouts of the gun or the existence of the gun.
McDonald says the charges are intended to hold the Crumblies accountable and send a message.
Gun owners have a responsibility. When they fail to uphold that responsibility, there are serious and criminal consequences.
That audio courtesy WXYZ. I'm Ben Thomas.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, said on Friday that recent global economic growth projections from the International Monetary Fund are likely to be downgraded due to the emergence of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Georgieva was speaking at the Reuters Next conference in Washington.
A new variant that may spread very rapidly can dent confidence, and in that sense, we are likely to see some downgrades of our October projections for global growth.
The IMF managing director also said the strength of the U.S. economy has positive spillover effects around the world, even as it raises the risks that other countries might have to respond with interest rate increases if the Federal Reserve reduces its accommodative policy stance. This is VOA News. Diplomats negotiating in Vienna to revive Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers have paused after 5 days of talks to consult with their governments and will reconvene next week. Speaking in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tehran had two choices: come back to the agreement or face further repercussions.
What is not acceptable and what we will not allow to happen is for Iran to try to drag out this process while continuing to move forward inexorably in building up its program.
The so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action has been effectively on life support since the United States pulled out under former President Donald Trump's maximum pressure campaign against Tehran in 2018. President Joe Biden says his administration is working to convince Russia not to invade Ukraine as tensions grow between the West and Vladimir Putin. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Russian troops are massed near the Ukrainian border, and Kyiv's defense chief warns they could invade next month. President Biden says he's putting together a comprehensive set of initiatives
to make it very, very difficult for Mr. Putin to go ahead and do what people are worried he may do.
Russia wants a guarantee Ukraine will not be allowed to join NATO. A Putin advisor says the two leaders will talk soon, though Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki only says a call is possible.
It certainly would be an opportunity to discuss our serious concerns about the bellicose rhetoric.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A House committee investigating the insurrection January 6th at the U.S. Capitol has put off a deposition from a former Justice Department official. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
The Select House Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection has postponed a deposition that was scheduled for Saturday with former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark. A committee spokesman said Clark has a medical condition that precludes his participation, and the deposition has been rescheduled for December 16th. The committee is giving Clark a second chance to appear after voting Wednesday to recommend contempt charges after Clark declined to answer questions at a deposition in November. According to a Senate Judiciary Committee report, Clark met with former President Donald Trump ahead of the insurrection and then unsuccessfully pressed Justice Department supervisors to announce an investigation of election fraud. The report said Trump pondered elevating Clark to attorney general, but held off after several aides threatened to resign. I'm Mike Gracia.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.